July, week 3, Monday, 1. Be happy. Red is for love. Let your love shine. Orange is for hope. Dream your dream. Yellow is for happiness. Create it in your soul. Green is for trust. Trust yourself. Blue is for truth. Live your inner truth. Indigo is for freedom. Take responsibility for yourself. Violet is for respect toward everybody you meet. And so you create your own circle of colors to see a rainbow. Hear and feel the sounds of each color. Write your own symphony and share it with the world. Tuesday, 2. Bush in Hell. Reading. One day in the future, George Bush has a heart attack and dies. He immediately goes to hell, where the devil is waiting for him. "I don't know what to do," says the devil. "You are on my list, but I have no room for you. You definitely have to stay here, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got some folks here who weren't quite as bad as you. I'll let one of them go, but you have to take their place. I'll even let you decide who leaves." Bush thought that sounded pretty good, so the devil opened the first room. In it was Ronald Reagan and a large pool of water. He kept diving in and surfacing empty-handed, over and over and over. Such was his fate in hell. "No," George said, "I don't think so. I'm not a good swimmer, and I don't think I could do that all day long." The devil led him to the next room. In it was Richard Nixon with a sledgehammer and a room full of rocks. All he did was swinging that hammer, time after time after time. "No, I've got this problem with my shoulder. I would be in constant agony if all I could do was break rocks all day," commented George. The devil opened a third door. In it, Bush saw Bill Clinton lying on the floor with his arm staked over his head and his leg staked in a spread eagle pose. Bent over him was Monica Lewinsky, doing what she does best. Bush took this in disbelief and finally said, "Yeah, I can handle this." The devil smiled and said, "Okay, Monica, you're free to go."
Wednesday, 3. Radio Address by the President. Reading. Thank you, Laura. I know I express the feelings of many Americans when I say that my father is the finest man I have ever known. He provided me with life's greatest gift, unconditional love, and he still makes sure all his children know how much he loves us. Fathers are so important in the lives of children. They provide love and encouragement. They are the object of a young child's admiration. And they provide their sons and daughters with an example of what it means to be a good man. When fathers are absent, we see a lot of problems: dropping out of school, high rates of poverty, and criminal conduct. Our law should promote responsible fatherhood, and so our administration strongly supports community-based fatherhood programs. We are taking steps to make adoption more affordable, and for innocent children who are born into fractured families, we provide support for mentoring programs. But ultimately, fatherhood is a deeply personal calling. Our own children are given to our care, and they depend on our love. Every parent knows that raising children is not easy, but it is among the most hopeful and affirming experiences a human being will ever know. So many of my generation had the same experience. When we held our children for the first time, we found ourselves. We found a world of duty and love that changed our lives. And since that day, Dad has been the most important title I have ever held, or will ever hold. Laura and I wish all the fathers listening a happy Father's Day. So many of you provide to your children daily care and guidance, nurture and protection, discipline and love, and it is making a world of difference. On behalf of them, we want to express our appreciation. Thank you for listening.
Thursday, 4. Theory of Relativity. Reading. The theory of relativity is not just a scientific theory. It can refer to life in general as well. Take, for example, money. Assuming you had $1 million. For some reason, you lost $900,000, leaving you with $100,000. Most of us would be devastated at such a great loss. On the other hand, you could be in debt, say $100,000. Again, for some reason, your debt is heavily cut down to maybe $10,000. Generally, most of us would feel happy and greatly relieved. Yet, when we look at the two scenarios in absolute terms, you are obviously better off when you have $100,000 as compared to being in debts of $10,000. But you probably would feel much happier in the latter scenario, simply because of the state you were in before that. What lessons can we draw from that? Many times when we are depressed with certain issues, we fail to realize that things could be a lot worse, or fail to remember that things were a lot worse. We could get too caught up with things we have lost, rather than give thanks for what we still have, or appreciate the fact that we could have lost more. Remember, if you think your current situation is bad, it might not be. It could just be worse than what it recently was.
Friday, 5. The Music Within. Life, what is it? See it in the colors of autumn, a gentle snowfall in winter, a sudden shower in spring, the radiance of a summer day. Behold it in the laughter of the young and the old. Know of it in a surge of hope, the blessings that are bountiful. What is life? It is joy, awareness, and the music within.